Lesson 3. Weddings.
Weddings in Indonesia. If a friend gets an invitation to a wedding, you can go with him or her even if you don't receive an invitation yourself. The times of the wedding ceremony and the reception are both on the invitation. However, you ought not to go to the ceremony because it is only for close family. If you really want to see it, you ought to ask first. Everyone can attend the reception afterwards. Nowadays, Indonesian women don't have to cover their heads, but they usually wear traditional clothes. There is a box at the entrance to the reception, and you ought to put money into it. But don't worry, you don't have to contribute a lot of money. And remember, at most wedding receptions, you can't drink alcohol.
Greek weddings. On the day of a Greek wedding ceremony, the bridegroom has to ask the bride's father for his daughter's hand in marriage. The bridegroom's best man then goes with the couple to the church to be married. During the church ceremony, the best man should help put crowns made of flowers on the heads of the bride and bridegroom. A long silk ribbon that links the crowns is a symbol of a long and happy life for the couple. After the ceremony, the guests can attend a wedding reception, which is usually a huge party and can last through the night. There is a lot of eating, drinking and dancing, including the famous Greek circle dance where everyone joins in. During the reception, guests can throw dishes on the floor and put money on the bride's wedding dress for good luck.